Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. I hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard. Yes, I'm well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to chat to you. So let's talk about Jewish University students and staff relating chilling experiences of abuse at the Royal Commission. Is this? It's so interesting. I keep wondering where we had this commission of inquiry a few years back in South Africa about state capture and corruption. And at the time, a friend of mine said to me, I think it's a terrible idea because all it's going to do is expose how bad it is and nothing is going to happen. And I said, no, we've got to understand what happened. But the truth is, he was actually right. In a way, it made it worse because we saw the ugliness, but not the not action. This, I imagine, is still at the ugliness stage. Is this difficult? Is it very problematic in terms of community?
Well, that's a very deep question, and the truth of the matter is we don't know where we are right now. Yes, we certainly are at the ugliness stage, to put it that way. And where we are is there have been over 20,000 submissions to the Royal Commission since it was announced at the beginning of the year. Over 20,000, of whom approximately 150 people have been requested to come before the Royal Commission and give evidence and full disclosure, and I was one of them. In addition to those 120 who were asked, would you attend, there have been some who have been summoned to attend. And so in that vein, so in last week, some of those who were summoned to attend were representatives of the two public broadcasters, which is the ABC, equivalent to the SABC in South Africa, and also a television radio network called SBS, and full disclosure, I'm on the board of that, and that's a multicultural public broadcaster, television network, radio in 60 languages, and representatives of both of those were summoned to attend. And so what's happened this week, which is block four, as it's called, of the Royal Commission, first of all, we had lived experience, then we had social media, then we had security failings and other, and now we have what's been happening on our campuses. And I tell you, to your question, it is so upsetting to listen to the evidence. And so just some of the evidence we heard yesterday and today. One is a young student, and her name is Liat. She did not give her surname, but Liat, clearly a Hebrew name. And she spoke about the horrendous abuse which she has suffered on the university where she has been a student, and being abused and being called a baby killer and genocidal and having somebody else who's, in fact, she identified herself as a former South African with her name, Dr. Andy Smith, who might be known to some listeners, where she was a PhD student and then a lecturer at one of the universities, and also copped racist anti-Semitic abuse. And she made the point at one stage where the university said to her, we will arrange for you to be escorted from your one classroom or your office to your next classroom so you can get there safely. And she said, all I want to do is do an excellent job as a lecturer. I don't want to need to be escorted to get there safely. And so, I mean, it heartbreaking testimony. And then somebody else who gave evidence as well, and I don't know if this person volunteered to or was summoned to, but a representative of Students for Palestine, surname was Yasmin Johnson, Jewish. And so she spoke about, and this was quite chilling, how her words, violence is a legitimate tactic for freedom, she says. This is a Jewish student representing Students for Palestine, in which she says that violence is a legitimate tactic to campaign to campaign for freedom for Palestinian rights and freedoms and justice, etc. So it's been pretty chilling. At one point yesterday, during the testimony yesterday, after I think it was Dr. Andy Smith, the former South African, when she gave and she spoke at length about her evidence. She had two sons, both students on campus as well. And she referenced when there were the encampments, which people would well remember. And this was at Sydney University when there were all those encampments during 2024. She wasn't able to, she wanted to witness and video what was happening. She asked her son to go along and take videos of what is happening, which he did. And her son was a student at on the campus. And when her son went there, he videoed, there were young children had been invited into the encampment area where there was talk going on about Palestinian rights, etc. Talk about gaslighting. Her son was then later abused as being a baby killer because and molester of babies because he was videoing children there in the encampment space. But the point I'm coming to is, after this, Dr. Andy Smith finished her evidence, a lawyer sitting in the well of the court, for want of a better word, stood up and said to the commissioner, "Can I cross-examine the witness?" Mm. And the commissioner said, "This has been all about lived experience. What is it that you want to cross-examine her on about?" And the lawyer cited two aspects of what Dr. Andy Smith had said. And the commissioner, to her absolute credit, said, "This is about lived experience. No, I'm not giving you leave to cross-examine Dr. Smith. And, please sit down," which she did. So it is beyond upsetting to hear this. And to your point in the question which your colleague put there, yes, it does revisit and bring out and highlight all the terrible things which have been taking place. And as I've said before in our conversations, the commission has been given by the government to please report on December 14 this year, which is 12 months, obviously, after Bondi. And it will come up with a raft of recommendations. The government will consider those recommendations. The key test will be, will that be enough? Will general society also respond accordingly as a result of what emerges in the findings of the commission? Mm.
So it's a very, very difficult, very, very difficult times. Requiring universities to meet certain standards, what is the expectation?
So the answer is yes, and that's the good news in this. And literally yesterday, as of yesterday, Monday, July 12th, the government has announced, and this is the education minister, that all Australian universities will be legally required to meet new standards to prevent racism and anti-Semitism, to strengthen complaints processes on the campuses. And in this context, vice chancellors of the country's leading universities will be required also to face the Royal Commission to discuss their handling of what has taken place in regard to Jewish students. But the important point here to your question is that there are, as of yesterday, new threshold standards introduced by the government requiring all universities to take active steps to prevent racism, anti-Semitism, to respond appropriately. And there's obviously not only about anti-Semitism, but racism towards Aboriginal students, acts of Islamophobia, transparent complaint processes, and that they must provide clear guidance to students and to staff about what are the safety and security arrangements on campus going forward, and importantly as well, also online. So that is a tactless measure right there, announced yesterday. So yes, the government is taking it seriously, and the commission certainly is taking everything seriously.
That is where we do need to leave it, Vic Adadev. Thank you, as always. Thank you for bringing us the latest from Australia. It's absolutely vital and so concerning that we and important for us to hear what is happening there.